What's good, locals? Welcome back to the Local Podcast. This is episode 36. You can find our podcast on YouTube, Audioboom, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Store, and I think that's it. And there's always that one random app. You guys know. We don't know. Go out there and find it. But you can find all those links directly to our podcast in the description of the YouTube channel. Pretty much this podcast, we talk about movies, TV shows, sometimes anime, mainly focused on video games. You have me, your host and co-host, Carlos Perez, and my boy, Miguel Vasquez. There he is.
Hi.
How do we always start this podcast, my boy? What have you been doing? Well,
I've been doing well. As you know, obviously, just a couple days ago, I sent you a Homer figure that I sculpted. They sent me four figures. The company that I work for, that I have a contract with, they sent me like four figures of Homer Simpson that I created. And I was happy at first. And then when I opened the box and I saw the figures, some of them were in pretty bad shape. So I was like, oh my God, there was just like, there was one figure that was spot on clean. Like the paint job was perfect and all, which is the one I kept. And then there was like the other three were like pretty messed up with not the paint job. Like I would say just the blemishes. You can tell like they had fallen over in production and, you know, they sent me those. But yeah, I told them something on Instagram like, hey, man, like I wish you could have given me some better quality figures. But I mean, I'm not complaining, dude. Like those figures are expensive. Those things cost $150 per figure. So I'm like, that's like six bills right there in that box, that package they shipped me. So I'm not really that bummed out, but I could have, I wish they would have sent me like at least three out of the four, like in good condition, you know? But, yeah, I gave you a figure. I hope you liked it, dude.
It's all right. It's all right. I'm just kidding.
No, you were playing. I don't know what the heck you were doing, dude. I called you and you didn't answer. I think you were, I don't know if you were live streaming or like just playing a game. But yeah, I was in a hurry. I was like, oh, I'm picking up my mom from work. So I'm just going to, are you outside or, you know, something like that. But you didn't pick up. So I was like, oh, fuck it. I just left it over near your laundry door. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and then I just dipped in. That's when you told me like, oh, thanks for the gift, you know. But yeah, that's what I've been doing. That I got the figures this week, and I've been playing, as always, I've been playing a lot of Resident Evil 2 Remake and Resident Evil 4 on the Switch. Those two games I've been playing a lot, and that's about it. Honestly, I haven't really done anything exciting other than trying to like stay more indoors because it's like really, really hot, dude. Like fucking hot. This morning was like warm. I got up for work and fuck, it was so warm when I got out. Like it's just, it's so weird. It feels weird, you know, like waking up to a warm morning, you know. It's normally cold, you know, like chilly, but damn, that shit was hot as fuck in the morning. But yeah, that's what I've been doing. Nothing really exciting, I have to say. But what about you? What you been up to?
Yeah, dude, the day you dropped off the figure, mm-hmm. I was playing this game called Risk of Rain 2. And dude, mm-hmm. when you play that game, if like, if I died and you were outside, yeah, I would have came to get you. But if mm-hmm. you're not dead, you're just constantly fighting enemies. It's non-stop spawning enemies. And yeah, dude, I just couldn't come to the, I didn't even see your text because like my phone was off to the side. So I was mainly focused on my screen, you know? If maybe if I did see your text saying that you were outside, I would have ran to the door and be like, all right, dude, hurry up, get in. So I could get back to the game really quick. But mm-hmm. yeah, dude, that's my fault.
It's not good.
I literally didn't see it until like, no joke, I didn't go outside. You said, hey, dude, I had a bounce. I just left it right there on the C-deuce. And I was like, mm-hmm. when I saw that, it said received 48 minutes ago. So I didn't go outside till like an hour when you came. Mm-hmm. So that's my fault. But yeah, I was playing Risk of Rain 2. It just got I think that day that you came over, it was its full release because it was early access for an entire year. Mm-hmm. And to give that game a shout out, I have never played a game where when updates frequently come out, I go back to the game and play. But this mm-hmm. is the game that I do it for, just because I have so much fun playing it. it's really cool. But the day you came over, it officially launched. They launched a big update. It added a new character, a final boss, and a new world to explore. It's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. So pretty much before early access, well, you can still do it now, you would run through the levels. I think through 5 levels, after the 5th, after you beat one level, you teleport to a new world. But after the 5th world, you can either teleport to another world and keep going, or you could teleport to a secret like moon level or space world, and then you pretty much kill yourself there. But you unlock a new character that way. There's different ways to do it, but it's pretty fun. It's pretty much an endless runner.
Mm-hmm.
But
sure.
Yeah, I've been playing Risk of Rain 2, still grinding through Ghost of Tsushima, but slowly. I didn't play it that much this week. I put my new case together for my PC last night. That was pretty cool.
Oh, for sure.
It took me like 4 hours. It looks so beautiful.
Oh, 4 hours. Damn, yeah. It's like a whole ass Titanic film right there.
Yeah, no joke. It's like, this is the case of my dreams. I still waiting for water cooling parts because I want to water cool my computer. But yeah. Dang, one of my favorite tech YouTubers, he was saying, because he was doing like reviews on people's PCs on Twitter and stuff. Like, people were sending him his setups so they could get reviewed on and like see what they could do better. And he was like, I guarantee you, we're going to see a bunch of O11 dynamic Lian Li computer cases. Mm-hmm. And then once he said that, I was like, I have that case. I love that case. It's like the case of my dreams. It's like, it's perfect for me. I love it. And he was like, only reason why I hate that case is because everyone has that case now. And I don't like it no more. And I was like, damn, now that you say that, I don't like mine anymore. Like, I just put it together and everything. And literally, after I just finished putting it together, I watched that video. And then he said that, I was like, what? But to be fair, throughout that whole video, I only seen one case out of all the ones that he showed with my case.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I get it. I get why you guys like that case. But just because everyone has it, it makes me not like it. And I was like, I understand that. And I feel exactly the same way. But to me, I don't see a lot of people with this case that water cools it. And this case is meant to be water cooled. If you just air cool it, it'll get by, but your temperatures are going to be real high because it does not have a lot of airflow for sure. But yeah, it's a water cooling case. It's made for water cooling. If you don't water cool it, you're pretty much not, I want to say you're wasting your money, but you're missing the point. It's to be water cooled. And I only put it together because I'm gonna sell my old case to one of my friends. And I'm going to put that money towards a new microphone.
For sure.
So, yeah, that's pretty cool. I did that. It was funny because earlier I have the case that I used to have off to the side on the floor. And my room was hella dark earlier. Like, it was probably like even an hour ago before we started recording right now.
Mm-hmm.
I was playing my PC and I told my homies, hey, wait up. I'm going to go to the bathroom really quick. I walked towards the bathroom casually, like just walking. I need the fuck out of my knee with the computer case I used to have on the floor. Like, I just slammed my knee into it, dude, and it hurt so much. It got me in a good spot. I was like, god damn it, my knee. I was like that one fish from SpongeBob. My knee! Yeah. Oh, my knee! Or no, he doesn't say my knee. He says, my leg!
Did you get a cut, though?
Nah, I just bumped the fuck out of it.
Sure. Okay.
That shit hurt. What else have I been doing? I got my Lego sets. I got the NES Lego set.
Oh yeah, you did.
Yeah, I got that. I started building that. I'm almost done. It comes in 2 sets, pretty much. A set for the TV and a set for the NES itself. And I'm almost done with the NES. I just need like 3 more bags, and then I'm gonna move on to the TV. But goddamn, there's so many pieces. About 3,000 pieces in that build.
Is that the most, or is that the Millennium Falcon?
The Millennium Falcon is the most with, I think, almost 9,000 pieces.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah, it's the most and the biggest, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Of the
That's
set.
The one you have, right?
No, I have the smaller version.
Oh, okay.
I stopped building the smaller version because as soon as I bought the smaller version and I was already halfway through, they came out with that Millennium Falcon and I lost, like, I lost all interest in building mine because I wanted that one.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel that.
Like, it's just sitting, it still sits there in my freaking chimney or the fireplace. It sits there in the fireplace just waiting for me to finish it. I'm like, I'm not touching you. I'm going to wait until I get my, until the bigger one, if I ever get it. But if I never get it, I'm never finishing that one. But yeah, that was funny. Trying to look around, see what I've been doing. I haven't been doing much. Just finished the case and I got your statue. Nothing PC wise. I've been playing the Tony Hawk Pro Skater demo. I pre-ordered it on the PlayStation Store a couple of days ago. Pretty fun. Pretty cool.
Something like simple, right? Like, the gameplay is pretty simple.
Yeah, definitely. It's literally, you just press buttons. You don't even flick the sticks like Skate or Skater X in Recession.
For but sure.
Regardless, it's still fun. It's still a fun game.
Yeah, yeah. And how much is it? Like, $40, right?
Or yeah. $40 for the base game, and then $50 for the digital deluxe, and you get, like, some pre-order bonuses or some bullshit.
For sure. You got the deluxe or the basic?
I got the deluxe.
For sure.
Just to see. Just to see what it's going to be about, because you don't unlock it until the full game comes out in September. Mm-hmm. First week of September.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I can't think of anything interesting that I've been doing, but that's pretty much it.
For sure.
All right, you ready for some news, boy?
Hell yeah, let's go.
All right. Usually you start off with some movie news, and we transition straight into video games. So, first thing on the list, you want to talk about the TV shows, or you want to talk about the movies that we got on top?
Either one, honestly. TV, movies, doesn't matter. Let's go.
All right, we'll save the TV stuff for last. I feel like we'll have more to say about that.
For sure. All
right, first, we got a new trailer for The War with Grandpa. It features Robert De Niro, Christopher Walken, from Balls of Fury, and Cheech from Cheech and Chong. Pretty much the setting of the plot is Robert De Niro plays the main grandpa. Mm-hmm. And I guess, like, he can't live on his own, so his is, like, what do you call him? I guess it's kids. I was trying to think of another word. his kids want to put him in what do you call old people homes?
Retirement home.
There you go. Retirement home. And he didn't want to go. So I guess his kids, like, let him move in. And I guess he takes over one of the son, the, his grandson's room, but he doesn't want it. But then the son sees him as a threat. And then he has war with Robert De Niro, pretty much. Like, I guess they're pretty much pranking each other throughout the entire movie, and they want to come to a conclusion to see how that is. And so what Robert De Niro is, he's, like, complaining to his homies, like, at golf, saying, like, what's happening at home. And then his homies are like, hell no, we're going to get that little punk. He's going to try and prank you? Nah, we're going to get that. So they keep pranking each other whatsoever. The little son gets all his friends in on it. The grandpa gets all his friends on it. So they're pretty much pranking each other throughout the whole movie. That's called The War with Grandpa. I could kind of relate to that, because I remember when I was little, when I used to live in Montclair on Granada Street, like, pretty much elementary school, pretty much. I forget why my grandpa moved in with us, but he moved in with us. And one day I came home from school, and he had both of, like we would share a room together. And then one day I came home from school, and he had my mattress on top of his mattress, and he was laying on both of them. So then I was like, oh, all right. And then that night I, like, slept in the kitchen. Like, we had, like, a living room next to the kitchen, but it was pretty much still connected to the kitchen. So, like, I would sleep right there. And then ever since that day, I just kept sleeping through there. Yeah. So I didn't have war with my grandpa. I just let him have it, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I didn't, like, complain about it. Like, he's my grandpa, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was something I could relate to when your grandpa takes over your room, you know?
I feel you. That's funny.
that was a while ago.
Honestly, I really like the plot, dude, of the film, The War with Grandpa. And plus, you know, Robert De Niro, and it has Cheech Marin from Cheech and Chong. So I just know this film's going to be, like, I know it's going to be funny. Am I going to say it's going to be, like, really, like, funny, you know? There's some movies that the trailers make it out to look funny, but in reality, once you watch it, it's like, it's whatever, you know? Yeah. I feel like it could be like this. Like, I feel like it's gonna turn out like this. Like, in the trailer, it looks funny, you know? It's a funny plot, you know? But when I watch the movie, I feel like it's not gonna be like, it's gonna be like kind of like underwhelming in a way. But I could be wrong, though.
Yeah, it looks, it doesn't look like, not like high quality. It just looks like a family comedy we could all go watch together, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It looks kid friendly. I would assume you could take your kids on it, but
yeah, watch it for 15 cents at AMC. You heard about that, right?
Wait, what'd you say?
The 15 cents per ticket at AMC.
Oh yeah, I know. Oh my god,
that'd be a good deal, huh? 15 cents to watch this film.
Yeah, 15 cents. I still like even that. All right, so AMC announced that. I think when are they going to open? On the 20th?
Yeah, this month, right?
Yeah, like 20th something of August. That when they open, all tickets are going to be 15 cents or something. Just to bring people in. And honestly,
that's a bad idea.
And I mean, yeah, but like, dang, like, to me, I still don't think it's a good idea to be going out regardless, yeah, yeah. You know? Even yeah. when Disneyland opened or reopened or was planning to reopen,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have risked it. I think I said I would have, but I don't think I would. I don't know. It just doesn't seem like a good idea to be going out. I don't even think it's a good idea to go eat at restaurants. Even yeah. if they segregate yourself from other people, I wouldn't bother, you know? Wait, not even wasting my time. I wouldn't even let myself go that low. If I could get it to take out, okay, cool. But I wouldn't sit there, you know?
Yeah, yeah, I get you.
Yeah, I don't
like,
know.
Yeah, you know, like how I went to Mexico, like, I mean, I was brave enough to, you know, I had the courage to, like, get on the plane, you know? Mm-hmm. Everyone, we were, like, all, like, next to each other, you know, with masks on.
They didn't separate your seats?
Oh, they didn't. They didn't give a fuck, dude.
What airline did you go on?
I went on Volaris from Tijuana.
TJ. Yeah.
Yeah, but honestly, like, it wasn't bad at all, dude. Just keep your mask on and you're good, dude. Like, and yeah, I didn't get sick at all. But I feel like I can compare it to, like, the movie theater. I don't know how they're going to do it in the movie theater. I think they're going to probably separate it, like, 6 feet apart.
I think there's going to be a two-seat space.
Yeah.
Depending on your group or something.
That's what I'm thinking, too. And honestly, dude, like, it's tempting to go. I mean, 15 cents per movie?
Heck no.
It's kind of tempting, dude, like, but it's a huge risk, you know? It's like a...
I saw a tweet saying 15 cents for a movie... $4 for a drink, $10 for popcorn, and then COVID is 19.
COVID. That's a good one.
Something like that. Oh, no, it was ticket, 15 cents. Soda, $5. Popcorn, 10. COVID,
19. That's funny.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's tempting, though, but damn, I know for sure it's going to be packed. 15 cents, that's a huge bargain right there.
Fuck that. No one should be that desperate to go out.
About that.
I'm playing.
Nah, I'm not going. But yeah.
He's like, I already bought 10. Oh, but yeah. Freaking, yeah, that's weird. I still don't, like I said, I don't know. I don't sit with the people that can't stay inside the house, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe just because, I don't know. I never want to leave the house.
Yeah.
Even though I'm always leaving, even before COVID, going out skating and stuff. But even still, I could just go outside my front door or my front yard, you know?
That's true.
But, yeah, AMC's doing 15-cent movie tickets. Don't buy them. other than that, we got another movie trailer called Judas and the Black Messiah with Daniel Kaluuya, the guy from Black Panther, the guy that... He doesn't betray Black Panther, but he's he's the Black Panther's homie. The girl from The Walking Dead's boyfriend. Mm-hmm. That actor, if you don't know what I'm talking about, but I hope you do now.
From and Black he's Panther. Also in Get Out, right?
Yeah, he's in Get Out. Yeah, forgot about that. Mm-hmm. And it has Lakeia Stanfield from Atlanta and Uncut Gems. Pretty much the plot of this is, I don't know how to say his name, Lakeith? I'm just going to call him by his last name. Stanfield, the guy from Atlanta. I guess he got in trouble with the cops. I think he stole a car or something. And the cops either tell him, either you spend 10 years in jail or you go undercover for us and we drop all the charges on you. And he's like, okay, what do I got to do? And they make him investigate, I guess, the Black Panther movement during that era. And he has to investigate their leader, which is the guy from Black Panther. Looks pretty interesting. I'm down. I mean, if the movie theater wasn't closed, I would have gone to watch it.
For real. I'm really digging the soundtrack, dude. In the trailer?
I didn't really listen to it. I was just paying attention to the plot, I guess.
Yeah, it really hypes you up for the film.
Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely seems pretty cool.
Yeah. It looks good, dude. I would definitely watch it. I'm definitely going to watch it. All right, for sure. It's not a Netflix film. I thought it was, but it seems like it's going to come out in theaters.
Nah, I think it just... Oh, yeah, it says theaters only, but it has a 2021 release date.
Oh, 2021? All right.
Yeah, at least that's what it says on Google.
All right, for sure. It says 2020, but I think that's for the official trailer.
Hmm. But yeah. For sure. I wonder how long... I don't know. If we don't see any drops in COVID, I don't think going out's the best idea, I guess.
Yeah.
Especially for movies. If there's a way to do it safely, then yeah. Maybe if the movie theater caps its limit, because I think there's like 84 seats or 115 in a movie theater. If they only let 20 people in, then I think that's pretty safe. But even still, you know. It's pretty sketch because you don't know who sat there before you, how well they really clean it. They could say they're cleaning it really good, but they don't clean it.
Or they sneeze around, you know. They
the other seats, on, yeah.
They coughed on the seats. Yeah, it's a huge risk, dude. I don't know. This year sucks.
Yeah.
I'd love to go to the theaters, dude. There's just something special about going to the movie theater, but...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But it's not worth your life.
Yeah, maybe like some $5 popcorn. Your popcorn would be worth my life, but okay.
I mean, there's a drive-in. Go to the drive-in.
Oh, yeah, you're right. The drive-in. It's been packed, though.
Yeah, hell yeah. The drive-in.
I passed by like maybe like 3 weeks ago. It was stupid packed, dude.
I wonder what movies they're showing at the drive-in if they're not releasing new movies.
I did hear they were showing Jurassic Park, the first film. I think they're showing like classics. But for sure, dude, it was super packed when I went to the one in Pomona. I didn't go, but I passed by. Compared to last year in November, it was so empty, dude. There was like three cars there, and it was just me, like four other cars, I think.
Jesus.
But it was just empty, and then comparing it to right now, damn, I bet the drive-in there in Pomona is making bank, dude. And that's a good thing, because like, at the time, they were losing money. I read an article on the Daily Bulletin, the local news for here in San Bernardino, and they said that Pomona drive-in was losing a lot of money, and they had already sold it for like warehouse production, you know, warehouse buildings there. Mm-hmm. I guess they're gonna like destroy the parking lot. They're gonna like construct like warehouse buildings and stuff like that.
Yeah, for the trains, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, to see it, like, booming right now, that's pretty amazing, dude. But it's just sad that I had to take a pandemic to, like, you know, help support drive-ins, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
I wonder if, I was going to say, what's your favorite movie drive-in experience? Or most memorable?
I have to say maybe, what movie did I watch? It was Men in Black, too. With my family.
I remember I went to go watch the Wild Thornberries Rugrats crossover movie.
Yeah.
And then they had the scratch and sniffs paper.
Yeah,
that was cool.
Oh, sick.
I don't even remember watching the movie, but I remember getting the scratch and sniff.
Bro. Good times, man. Good times.
But yeah. That's Judas and the Black Messiah. New trailer came out. If that piqued your interest about the Black Panther movie, I say definitely peep it out, because it looks pretty good. It also has the guy from Game Night, the cop, the white dude, the cop.
Oh yeah, and from Like Mike too, right?
Is he from Like Mike?
Yeah, he's a young kid right there in that film.
Really?
Yeah, that's him.
I never knew that, bro.
Yeah, the bully. Yeah.
That's funny. But yeah, definitely check that out. The trailer looked really good. If we weren't going through this, I would have definitely saw that in theaters.
Mm-hmm.
That and with a lot of other movies.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Other than that, moving on to TV news, Nickelodeon greenlit a SpongeBob spinoff focusing on Patrick. What do you think?
Yeah, I heard about it. Man, I got some mixed feelings about it, you know?
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like, why does Patrick need his own spinoff, you know?
I mean, he doesn't, but why not?
I guess, but I really hope they don't make them too stupid in all the plots, you know, in all the episodes, you know? I don't know, because in the newer episodes, I don't know if you noticed, but Patrick is a lot dumber, dude, than
usual.
He
seems a lot, I mean, in one clip that I saw, he seemed a lot smarter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like so how, it seemed like SpongeBob got more stupid than, not even more stupid, it seems like he just got stupid like Patrick.
Yeah, they got dumber, dude. I don't know why.
Like there was the clip where SpongeBob and Patrick are getting away, and they're leaving Squidward behind, and SpongeBob's like, "Bye, Mr. Krabs. Bye, Squidward." He's like, "Bye, Squidward. Bye, Mr. Krabs. Bye, Squidward." And then Patrick hits him with, "You said bye, Squidward, twice." And he's like, "I know."
I know.
Oh, no, I think he says, like, "I like Squidward." Something like that, but it seemed like Patrick, I don't know, from that clip, made it seem like he got smarter. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, I like the idea. I'm all for it.
To see what goes on. You know, like, what are they going to introduce with Patrick, you know? Are they going to introduce a new friend, you know? Because it just can't be Patrick by himself, right? It should be, like, Patrick and another person or another character that they're going to, like, they are gonna like create for that spinoff, you know? I feel like they're gonna make Patrick, you know, they're gonna make him a friend or like, you know, like something like
someone besides SpongeBob?
Yeah, someone besides SpongeBob. Who knows, you know?
Yeah. I mean, to me, I think it's a cool idea. Obviously, it's a money grab idea, you know?
It is, yeah.
Definitely a money grab. They're not doing it just to do it, like to actually give them the credit. Or who knows, you know?
Yeah.
See what happens, but I'm all for it. I'll definitely check it out. I mean, then again, I don't have cable, but we'll see.
That's true.
You know?
You can still watch it on Amazon Prime. Well, I don't think the spinoff, but the regular SpongeBob.
But yeah. Next on TV news, the Avatar creators left the Netflix project.
Yeah, I heard about that.
And everyone's pissed. Everyone wants the show canceled, the Netflix Avatar live adaptation canceled. It was trending on number one Twitter for a day.
Yeah, I heard something about that. Yeah, can you fill me in?
So pretty much, the creators left the Netflix project due to creative differences.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, a lot of reporters are like people like on the website are making it seem like the creators like trashed Netflix's idea. But they nowhere near, like, trash Netflix at all. Like, they even, like, they didn't give them praise, but they were like, yeah, whatever Netflix does with it, I'm pretty sure it'll be good. It just wasn't our idea. It just wasn't the way we wanted it to go. But we'll see when it comes out, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it seemed like other reporters were like, yeah, Netflix creators left Netflix due to creator differences. Ooh, that means it's not going to be good. Like, who really knows? Netflix has done a lot of, I'm going to say a lot of good spinoffs, but I mean, I watched like 3 episodes of The Witcher and I liked it so far. They have other good stuff that's their idea. Like Stranger Things is a big hit. What's another thing? I know their anime live adaptations are pretty trash, at least from what the anime community says. But other than that, I like to see where they go with it, you know? Like, I'm not going to write them off just because the creators left. It does suck and kind of gets me uneasy, but, like, I'm down. I'm not going to write them off just because of something so simple, you know? Something so little.
That's true, you know? What if it comes out to be, like, Dragon Ball GT, you know?
Who knows? Well, it's live.
Oh, it's live action? Yes. Oh, shit.
Live.
Bug, for sure. Wow, it's going to be interesting. Oh, that explains them, because I did hear about the creators didn't want the actors to be white, something like that. They wanted the actors to be non-white. I heard something like that. I could be wrong though, but yeah, I guess that was against their wishes. Netflix wanted to hire like a couple of white actors to portray like one of the characters and stuff like that, and the creators were against it. I'm not sure if that's. I'm sure that's kind of correct. That's what I read on an article on Twitter. Then again, it's Twitter, you know, you just can't really believe everything you read on there, but that's what I've heard, though. Could be wrong, though.
That's weird. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see when it comes out, you know. I think it had a 2021 release, I don't know. But we'll see what happens, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. And that's pretty much it for TV show or movie news, unless you got any news that I didn't write down in the notes.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, hop into some video game news. We got a new Second Extinction trailer. Did you see that one?
Yeah, I saw it.
It looks, to me, if you don't know a Second Extinction war effort, I think they added that since the last time they released anything. Pretty much all it is think of Left 4 Dead or World War Z and Call of Duty World at War zombies. Treyarch zombies, I guess. Call of Duty Treyarch zombies. But the zombies, they're not zombies. They're just dinosaurs and they're taking over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, they don't explain how they come back, but I assume it's got to deal with like scientific measures or whatever that brings the dinosaurs back from extinction. So you got to make them go extinct again. And pretty much just fighting hordes of dinosaurs, and it looks really fucking cool.
It does, dude. It reminds me so much of Turok. Have you ever played Turok?
Dude, Turok is old as fuck.
Yeah. It looks promising, dude. I really hope it looks quite similar to Doom. Like the fast-paced action, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's a co-op first-person shooter. Fuck. I thought it was going to be a story-based game like Doom.
Yeah, no, it's going to be kind of like not a defense game, but pretty much it's definitely not open world. It's segregated maps, I would believe. And you're just trying to take control of the entire map, get from one destination to the other, fighting, going through hordes of dinosaurs.
Yeah, yeah.
They get a lot of close-up shots on the dinosaurs, too. They look really cool.
They look really high detail.
Yeah, heck yeah. I definitely can't wait for that.
Yeah, graphics look really good, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got a new trailer for that. First part of the news. After that, we got a new, like, out of the, like, blue. We don't get a lot of G.I. Joe games, but G.I. Joe came out with a game called Operation Blackout. It releases October 13th, and I don't know anything about G.I. Joe, but I know there's a lot of fans of G.I. Joe. My dad's a G.I. Joe fan.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it comes out October 13th. It kind of looks like Borderlands mixed with a little bit of Fortnite action.
Yeah. Yeah, for real.
I can't really say much on it, but you could be Joe. I don't know the characters. The White Snake or the Black Snake. I don't fucking know. But yeah, if you're into G.I. Joe, they're coming out with a video game coming October 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Can't really say much about that, but thought that was really interesting because it came out of nowhere. Did you know the backstory of how the creator of Deadpool came around?
Because the reason why Deadpool got so popular?
No, because of the reason why that the creator created Deadpool.
He did a mockery of Deathstroke, right?
No, he's a G.I. Joe fan.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
He has the same, fuck, I think it's Snake. That Snake, I think that's from fucking
Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah. I don't know G.I. Joe characters. It's one of the characters, but he pretty much based Deadpool off that G.I. Joe character.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that was pretty cool. And now the creator of Deadpool is writing a whole comic book series on that character for G.I. Joe currently.
Sure. I could have sworn I heard that Deadpool was made out of Destro. I've heard. I don't know if that's correct, right? He made it just to like make fun of Deathstroke.
No, he made it because of the G.I. Joe character.
Shit, I could have sworn I heard that Deadpool was a.
I only say that, or I'm only bringing it up because there is a video of him recently talking about it from Virtual Comic Con like a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I thought that was a pretty cool little information to know.
Mm-hmm.
After that, we got new Miles Morales info for the PlayStation 5. They talk about going more into detail on the story, and they wanted to clarify that it's not a spin-off of the first game. It connects directly to the first game, but it's a mini game.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it finishes what the first Spider-Man started. Mm-hmm. And when I saw that, I was like, that's pretty cool because it does definitely tie in for the ending of Spider-Man 1, but like, what is it going to finish that the first game started? Because I could have swore that was just over.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I knew there was going to be a sequel to Spider-Man, but for them to say that it finishes what the first game started, like I'm trying, unless I'm forgetting something that happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like questionable, but definitely pretty cool. They related a lot to it being Lost Legacy for Uncharted, as like we first assumed like Miles Morales would be. Have you played Lost Legacy?
No, I haven't, unfortunately.
That's the only Uncharted series you haven't played yet, right?
Yeah, that's the only game I haven't played from Uncharted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely cool. Yeah, I can't wait for Miles Morales. I was watching what they were talking about, and they're showing more gameplay. Not more gameplay, but they're showing what they showed before. It makes me want to go play Spider-Man all over again. Mm-hmm. Because I still got to platinum it, and I still haven't done the DLC for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely want to go back and play Spider-Man. But what are your thoughts on it? Are you going to get Miles Morales for PlayStation 5?
Yeah, I mean, like, if I were to get the PS5 on launch, that would be the game I would get, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Despite me not playing the original Spider-Man PS4 game, mm-hmm. I would still play it just because, like, I mean, I have to play it because, like, if I'm spending, like, $5 or $6 on a new PS5, uh-huh. I would want to play, like, a PS5 exclusive on it, you know?
Yeah.
So that would be like the first game I would play, despite, you know, even if I didn't play the original Spider-Man for PS4, I would still play it.
But then again, if you do, well, regardless, like we always talk about, when you get your PlayStation 5, you're so lucky because you'll have the PS4 backlog to just play day one on PlayStation 5. So regardless, like, I assume, I mean, I wouldn't know why you wouldn't get the PlayStation 5 day one. Then you could finally start God of War. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I would like to, you know, but I keep thinking like the first units of off topic, but you know, like the first units of PS5, you know, of new consoles, mm-hmm. they tend to break down easily.
Yeah.
Due to like, you know, mass production, you know, just like quick, like they're trying to ship them out like as soon as possible, you know, as quick as possible. So I assume like there's some units that'll be like, just like fucked up, you know?
Yeah. So but, definitely get the warranty if you're going to plan on getting a new console day one.
Yeah.
But oh my god, you're so lucky.
Mm-hmm.
You bitch.
Yeah.
But I was gonna say, if even so, you would have Spider-Man to play on the PlayStation 5, because for sure it's gotta have some enhancements because they're already doing demos on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they're talking about, I think, like when you fast travel, dude, no joke, I never fast traveled in Spider-Man. Pretty much when you fast travel, you take the subway and then you just get there in like 10 seconds or whatever. Even so, it was pretty slow. Not slow, but it's fast travel, you know, there's loading times, right?
Mm-hmm.
I never fast travel because I would just swing my ass there. Why would I take the bus? I'm Spider-Man, you know?
Yeah.
But they were talking about improvements on the loading times for fast travel. I think it dropped, I think, 2.7 seconds or 0.7 seconds of a second. Some shit like that. I forgot. Mm-hmm. Don't quote me on that, but supposedly it's faster. So, you know, there's going to be a Spider-Man update for PlayStation 5, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But regardless, yeah, the new Miles game, fuck, gets me so hyped.
Mm-hmm.
Gives me a reason to keep breathing every day. But new Miles info was shown off, talking about if it's a sequel, a spinoff, whatsoever. Definitely check that out.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, we got Control Ultimate Edition was announced.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't know what Control is, it's a game by Remedy, the people that made Alan Wake.
Mm-hmm.
Some, right? Am I correct on that?
It's Remedy, right? Yeah.
Okay. So pretty much the Ultimate Edition, it launches on Steam August 27th and September 10th for PS4, Xbox, and Epic. Mm-hmm. So pretty much what this is, it has the base game, both expansions, and I guess endgame mode, photo mode, and all the updates that they had since release. I don't know. I'm just getting this information from the webpage. But pretty much, Control Ultimate will be launching on the current gens and next gen systems. So that's pretty cool. It kind of sucks though, because if you have the game, the launch game, regular Control, it won't have. It won't be compatible with next gen. So you're pretty much just stuck. Yeah, that's kind of that's weird. Why wouldn't the other one work, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
well, that's dumb.
Yeah, so that's weird. It is cheaper than release though. So Control Ultimate will cost $40. So the release edition was $60, and then you had to pay for all the expansions. But yeah, it's kind of weird. I don't understand why they wouldn't make the very first base version the update. Like, be able to play on PlayStation 5 or Series X.
Yeah, and looking at the official Ultimate Edition trailer, like, the discount, I mean, the dislike ratio is, like, fucking, like, high, you know? Like, it's, like, even, you know, even out, like, thumbs up and thumbs down ratio is, like, even right now. Because, like, a lot of people are just against it, you know? Mm-hmm. They just, like, it's a cash grab or, like, something greedy, you know? Something that could have been fixed, like, right on the go, you know, before they announced it. They could have at least, you know, like, released an update, you know, for the new next gen, and you can just have, like, a free upgrade or so, something like that. But, yeah, that's quite a bummer, dude.
Yeah, that sucks for, especially the people that, like, replayability is, it means a lot to, I would assume, everyone, like, all gamers, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, even to see the next gen enhancements, whatever's, but to separate it on just an ultimate, on a, I guess you would assume this is a game of, like, you would call this a Game of the Year edition, right? Where it has all the DLC and everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they just re-release it. It just comes with everything at once. But, yeah it kind of sucks that they're separating it from the base game. Like, I want to know the reason why there is no upgrade for it, you know? They don't clearly say that. Literally says, what if I purchased the original version of Control previously? The free upgrade path to Xbox Series X and PlayStation 5 version of Control is only available for Control Ultimate Edition.
Mm.
Like, it doesn't give us a reason why. It just says it's only available for Control Ultimate. Which they don't. I mean, not that we deserve an answer or anything, but it kind of sucks that that there is no answer. You know what I mean? But regardless, what do you think about Control? Is this something that piques your interest or what?
Yeah, I haven't played the original one. No, I haven't even played it at all.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that it's like at $40, that's a good deal with all the DLC and expansions.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely pick it up, you know, especially since it's designed for, it's like made for the next gen consoles. That means it'll be more optimized, you know, better frame rate and, you know, better visuals.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'd pick it up if it comes out on launch day. Definitely, like, if I were to get the PS5 on launch day, too, like, that's one of the
just more games to play with the launch
console. Yeah, yeah, you want to get your money's worth when you get the PS5, you know, a new generation console. I mean, yeah, so I would definitely play it. I would get it first day I get my PS5.
Yeah.
If I were to get the PS5.
I know Control had a sketchy launch, but I don't know if it was running bad on the Xbox, but I've heard a lot of people complain about the frame rate on the base PlayStation and the base Xbox.
Yeah, yeah.
Even it was even stuttering on a Pro, at least from what I've heard. But I got it for PlayStation the day it came out. I never touched it. It's still in the wrapper on my shelf. But I always thought, I was like, ever since I heard those problems, I didn't start it because I was like, I don't want those problems. I'll wait for an update. I never heard anyone say that the update was out, but I assume it is, but I mean, who really knows, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You could look it up and check, but I was, ever since I heard it had bad, that it was running bad on console, I was like, oh, let me see if it's on PC. It's on PC, but it's on the Epic Game Store. And I was like, well, that kind of sucks, you know? Mm-hmm. Not that I'm against buying stuff from the Epic Game Store, like, I'm all for it to support, the developers and stuff, so they get a bigger cut than what Steam offers. But like I said, just because it's an Epic exclusive and Epic has no way of developing the game whatsoever, why is it an Epic exclusive at all, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure they fund the game in some way, or they'll probably pay the developers, and that also, like, you know, adds up to the amount of money they'll make the game, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, like, that's how it is, you know. They'll either fund it or they'll either pay them a lot, and that also helps the developers in a way, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I hate it.
Yeah, you're a Steam fanboy, that's why.
Facts. But since it's coming to Steam now, I could, and it's coming first to Steam out of all of them on August 27th. On August 27th, that's pretty much in 10 days. I would like to pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I could start playing it. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Most likely will see if I can find a cheaper deal.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's Control Ultimate. If that piqued your interest, $40, you get both expansions. Hell yeah, I'm with that.
For sure.
After that, we got Amazon UK leaked a listing for Zelda Skyward Sword for Switch.
Mm-hmm.
I never played Skyward Sword, have you?
Never have, dude.
I believe it was released on Wii.
Or on the Nintendo DS, right? If I'm correct.
No, I think it's a Wii game.
Oh, okay, okay.
But anyways, I never played it, but I've heard a lot of people say that is the worst Zelda game. But then I also heard a lot of people say that a lot of people shit on this game just to shit on it. Like, it's not a bad game, but it's not a great game. I don't know. I heard a lot of people talk a lot of shit about it, but I never understood why. I don't think I became like a hard... I don't know. I wouldn't consider myself a hardcore Zelda fan, even though I would like to consider myself one. But I never played this one. But if you're hyped for a remaster, a Skyward Sword, let me know. Because I don't know anything about Skyward Sword or the backstory for it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was going to ask you, Mike, if you have any remaster from Nintendo for the Switch, what would you want?
Fuck. I don't know, man. Because, yeah, like I've told you before, like I've never been like a huge Nintendo fan.
Mm-hmm.
And the only Nintendo console I've had was the Super Nintendo and the Nintendo Switch. So I wouldn't really know, like, I've played like the old school Mario Kart games, but I don't know, there really isn't a game that I would like want to play remastered on the Switch from Nintendo, you know? Yeah, dude. Honestly, like I wouldn't know, dude.
Hmm.
Like I'm not like, I love Mario, but I mean, I'm not really like a huge Mario fan, you know, but for sure, like, I don't know what remastered Nintendo game I would want to play on the Switch with better visual quality and stuff like that. I really wouldn't know because I never really owned a Nintendo console up until, you know, with the Switch.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah. What about you?
For me, I always think about it. I want a Pokemon Stadium game.
Okay.
So Pokemon Stadium was on the Nintendo 64. It was pretty much like just a bunch of Pokemon mini games and you'll be able to battle each other with Pokemon. And it was just so fun playing it. Pokemon Stadium 1 and 2. If they can remaster those and make it into one game, like Pokemon Stadium Ultimate or whatever they made. What was it? Oh, no, Mario Kart Deluxe. There we go. If they made like Pokemon Stadium Deluxe that came with both versions, that'll be really cool. Or if they would just make a Pokemon Stadium 3, that would be so fucking hype. And they introduce like a bunch of Pokemon mini games, Pokemon battles. I think that'd be pretty cool. Even if it was like not cross play, but like where you could transfer the Galar region to the new Pokemon Stadium, that'd be pretty cool, you know. But
yeah.
I don't know if they even have thoughts on that, but I would assume so. Like fingers crossed, tight as fuck, because they did announce fucking Pokemon Snap for Nintendo Switch, like not a remaster, but a brand new Pokemon Snap game. So if they could bring that old game back where a lot of people are asking for a brand new Pokemon Snap game, like I hope they would bring back Pokemon Stadium because I loved it. I don't know if a lot of people love it, but I know I do. I had a lot of fun memories on it. But yeah, if you guys would want any type of Nintendo remaster for the Switch, what would you guys want? Let me know. But after that, we got some Fortnite issues with Apple and Google.
Ooh.
So pretty much the Fortnite app from the app stores of iOS and Android software, they got removed due to them breaking the services and I guess legal fees. So pretty much what Fortnite did the other week, they lowered their prices on V-Bucks. So for 1,000 V-Bucks, it used to cost $10. Now it costs $7.99. Okay. So through the app stores, I guess they take away 30% of the revenue that they buy through the in-store app purchases. So what they did was, since they were lowering the cost, they had to raise the price. So Fortnite would get the revenue it was asking for, but they had to cover the app's cost. So say say, all right, so they lowered the prices on PS4, Xbox, and PC to $8, right? On the app, it say it was like $13 from the price decrease. But if you wanted to get around that, around paying that much, they offered a second option to pay directly to Epic. Like, it would boot up the Epic Store website and you would buy through there. And I guess, so pretty much they wanted to get the cheapest price for the gamers, no matter what, you know?
Yeah.
So they worked their way around it and they added that feature in the app. And I guess as soon as Apple realized it, I believe Apple saw it first, they deleted the app. And after that, Google deleted the app also because it was, I guess it messed with their legal fees, I guess, for 30%.
Yeah, they get half of it. Well, they don't get half of it, but they get like a certain percentage off of it, off the money that you make from it. Honestly, that's how it is, dude, with all like, you know, digital marketing, like digital, like softwares, you know, like when, you know, when you buy a video game for the Sony or for the Xbox, some of that money goes to, you know, different to the developers and to the company, you know what I mean? So it's the same thing, but just digital. And I feel like what Epic did was kind of like shady, you know, like kind of just like petty, you know?
But to be fair for Epic, Epic knew it was going to get in trouble because they came out with a video showing Apple, I guess, like, because they were ready for it. Because they came out with an Apple video called 1984, something like that. And I guess it's supposed to be a remake comedy showing what Apple said they weren't going to be and what they are now. So for sure, I don't believe Epic was doing it out of shade. They just want these app stores to lower their percentage on asking what they want back from them.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Sony or Xbox charges 30%. If anything, it's probably less, because why wouldn't they have done the same for Sony and Xbox?
That's true. That's what I'm thinking too.
Because they're just targeting the phone, the mobile service, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, obviously, like, honestly, Google and Apple, you know, and Epic Store is like, Epic Games, I mean, like, they're both like, they're all greedy companies, you know? Like, they're all about money, you know, making that dough. And it's just so funny to see them just battling out, you know? Just so funny. Because these are like, honestly, I feel like Apple's like just way too, too needy, you know, too greedy with their, you know, with their products and stuff like that. I just feel like they're just like, you know, they just try to like, you know, they just, I don't know. I just, in a way, I feel like they're just like too greedy, dude.
I don't think, go.
Yeah. And then just like to see them all battling out, it's just, to me, it's just hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't see like the issue of them like battling it. I just see it as someone stepping up to these companies that no one can stand up to, you know? Like, if someone feels like 30% is a lot from, like, I'm pretty sure Fortnite is doing it just to get more money out of their app, right?
Yeah.
But for someone to do that and then other companies, like, try to go behind them as a shield so they don't get fucked, but, like, yeah, get them, you know, to make sure to lower their percentage rate, then I think that's a pretty good idea for at least a big game like Fortnite to do that, you know? And I think Fortnite is suing Apple and Google for taking it out of the store.
If they're suing them, then they rightfully can, you know, like if they're suing them, for sure they might have like in their mind, they're probably like, yeah, we're gonna win this bitch, you know,
because they're always right, you know. I would like to think that they're just standing up to the guy, you know.
Yeah, they probably have the right to sue them, because like personally, like I don't really know much about, you know, like lawsuits and stuff like that, or like the way the Apple Store works. But to me, like if Epic Games is suing them, that tells me that Epic Games knows what they're doing, you know?
Yeah. And especially to be ready with a comeback video after they got that taken off. I feel like they do got a plan. And if this plan is going the way they're seeing it, then they actually might win regardless.
Yeah.
Cause it seems like they're just ready for anything. Like, oh, they took us off the App Store. All right, we're going to release this video. All right. After we release the video, if Google takes us off, we're going to sue both of them. Boom. Google took us off. We're suing them. Like, what's going to be their next step? Cause I'm pretty sure they have it ready in hand too, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I want to know what everyone else thinks. I could be wrong. Like, about some of the information, I'm pretty much going I took some notes from IGN from what they said, and pretty much not like took their words and repeated it to you guys. I'm trying to like give it off my own head, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But regardless, yeah, pretty much we'll hop into the biggest news that happened this week. A bunch of Xbox leaks happened. Not, I wouldn't say a bunch. I would say a handful of Xbox leaks. So I believe last week we mentioned that they leaked the controller box for the new Xbox Series X, and mm-hmm. it had the writing that said Xbox Series X /S on it. So we assumed that the new series, the mini one, the digital edition, will be Xbox Series S, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
After that, we got another leak from the same box, I guess, through the controllers were coming in. It says, do not put out for sale. Wait for this date, November 6th. Mm-hmm. So everyone's speculating that the Xbox Series X or the next gen for Xbox will release November 6th. Mm-hmm. And then ever since that leak happened, I think another article came up from Xbox saying, yes, the Series X will release in November.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could have been vice versa. They could have said that they're releasing November, and then that leak happened with the date, but I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
So that happened. And then I think a couple of days ago, Xbox, a Target SKU popped up saying, let me pull it up really quick.
Mm-hmm.
Xbox One S 1TB version 2. So we got to assume that this is the Series S.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We don't know exactly. It's just something that popped up in the Target SKU, and it prices it for $299. $300 for the digital edition, possibly, of the next-gen Xbox console.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think for $299?
That's a good deal. I would have to ask, like, would it be, like, discless? Would
it's the digital edition.
Oh, for sure. Damn.
At least that's what it assumes to be. It's not, like, confirmed or anything. It's just something that popped up on the Target SKU. We don't really know if it's the Series S, but it has Xbox One S 1TB version 2. We assume that version 2 is the Series S version, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Wow, it'd be interesting, you know, because I'm assuming it's going to be a lot better, obviously, maybe like less fan noise and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Faster loading times, you know? But I don't think there's no reason for, like, if I had a kid, if I had a child and he wanted like the Xbox, like an Xbox console, I wouldn't really, around the time, you know, with the new next gen consoles coming out, I wouldn't buy the Xbox like S, you know, V2 version 2.
Mm-hmm.
New consoles coming out, you know? I don't know, like if it's going to come out like around the time the new next gen consoles are coming out, I wouldn't buy it. I would buy the new next gen consoles, but I mean, everyone's different, you know?
Wait, what do you mean?
Okay, so, you know, like, the, with the, new, like, version 2, Xbox Series. Wait, is it the Series S or, like, the yes. Xbox S?
No, it's not that it's coming out with a brand new Xbox One. We're assuming, mm-hmm. since it says version 2 on the SKU, mm-hmm. that it's the Xbox Series S digital, and the Series X is the disc version.
Okay. Oh, shit.
So the leak was Xbox One S version 2. So we're assuming that this is the Xbox Series S SKU and price.
Mm. So this would be like the next gen console, right?
Yes. This is the next gen Xbox digital.
Oh, shit.
Rumor. Oh. It's not that it's rumored, but it's just a SKU. It doesn't say that it's the Series S, but we're assuming since it says version 2 on it, that it's the next gen Xbox digital edition.
For sure. Because you know how there's an Xbox One S?
Yeah. That's the other digital.
I was assuming, you know, it's already like just a second version, you know, like a better updated and less, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
No. Yeah. I keep saying assuming because I don't want to put out saying this is next gen. Wow. Because it doesn't say that, you know.
For $3, fuck. That would be too cheap for a new console, you know.
But remember, Xbox says that they're willing to take the hit to get under Sony.
That's true, but a Series S version 2, a version 2, like, I don't know, like, hearing version 2 tells me, like, it's just, like, an upgrade from the original Series S.
Yeah.
I could be wrong though, but $300 for like a new console, I don't know. Like that would, yeah, I don't know.
It wouldn't surprise me because you could get an Xbox One X on sale for $300. So I would assume that they would put the One X hardware in this digital edition for next gen and still take that loss, you know what I mean? You would get the 4K, you would get the 60 frames, you just won't get a disc drive too, you know?
Yeah.
And then the Series X will be the better version, that whatever, I don't know their fucking graphical points, you know? Or spec points, you know? But it wouldn't surprise me if they did do that. They threw the Xbox One X hardware into this Xbox Series S hardware for $300. It wouldn't surprise me because it's already on sale for $300, you know?
Yeah.
But dang, I wonder why there's a lot of, I mean, Xbox leaks. You would think that, I don't know.
Surprising. Wish we had more Sony leaks.
Yeah, I wish we had more Sony leaks to see some pricing, you know? But yeah, for sure. Dang, dude, I can't wait. I can't wait for the end of this month because hopefully there's a lot of juicy news, you know, for next gen.
Yeah, I hope so, dude.
But
they're taking too long.
Yeah, they are. September, October, November, dude. We're almost there, bro.
I'm hyped, dude.
But regardless, yeah. If I was gonna say, dang, what was I gonna say? I forgot. Whatever. But yeah, it could be $300. If it's $300, do you assume that they would take a big leap and charge the Series X $400, or do you think they'll add just $50 to it?
I think they'll charge like $400. Really? Maybe. I don't know. It's too good to be true. $300 for a discless next gen Xbox console. I don't know. It's just way too good to be true.
The launch price was for the series. I mean, for the Xbox One X.
Oh, 500. I know.
Yeah, it was $500. And to be able to sell the Xbox One X right now for $300. I feel like their lowest price they would charge is 400.
I guess, or maybe 500, 450. It'd be more 470, 475 or 479.99. It could be that. Yeah.
If that leak connects true, like factual, that this is the Series S cost price, then we'll see. We'll see how Sony puts up their price. Because if I feel like if they leak their prices first, do you think Sony will drop their price for the assumption of $600 and $500 to $400?
Yeah, they have to.
So if the Series S is $300 and the Series X is $400, do you think the PlayStation 5 will try to go that route, same pricing, or do you think they'll charge a little bit more? So the digital edition of the PS5, like comparing it to $300, do you think they'll throw $50 in there? Digital edition is $350. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think Sony would charge more just regardless. Because it's Sony. Regardless, I think Sony Sony killed it this generation with exclusives. I think everyone knows that, dude. You know, Sony's well known for having the best exclusives out of all the consoles. So I feel like they'll probably get a little cocky and then just like sell it for an extra $50 or $75.
Yeah.
But for sure, you know, like Sony has every right to cost more than the Xbox. Just because, you know, Xbox doesn't really have, you know, launch titles or like any good exclusives right now for the well-being, like right now. But, you know, with Sony, I mean, they're going to have like Spider-Man. They're going to have like other exclusives, you know, coming out with the console. So I feel like Sony could get a little cocky and then just like maybe price it up a bit more than the Xbox. Yeah.
Yeah. But to be fair, remember, they have clearly said that they do not want to repeat the PS3 launch. They do not want to overcharge whatsoever. Like they want to price it fairly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we'll see, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I do believe that maybe they could fuck up and they would overcharge, but who really knows, you know?
Yeah.
But after that we got which I fucking called Halo Infinite was delayed, was announced that it's getting delayed. What do you think about that?
Honestly, like, I kind of saw it coming just because of the way the game looked. Visually, you know, I didn't think the graphics were all that. And you know, I'm not like really a graphics kind of person, you know, I'm all for gameplay as well. But, you know, it is a next-gen console game. You know, it is a next-gen game, supposedly. So I was expecting, like, just better visuals, especially coming from a company that loves to, like, you know, loves to claim that it has the most powerful console out there, you know?
Yeah.
So I just feel like it was just quite underwhelming seeing the game. And to see them delay the game for, you know, for more development time, you know, I think that's a good idea. Yeah, like, to me, I wasn't really... Honestly, when I heard about it, I was like, meh, you know, I'm still more hyped about Sony exclusives, you know. I'm not really a fanboy, but I think everyone knows that Sony has better exclusives, but I feel bad for Halo fans, though.
Yeah, so let me read what it says. So pretty much it's from the 343 team, I believe, or the studio head of Halo Infinite, Chris Lee. Today, I want to share an important Halo Infinite development update with the community. We have made the difficult decision to shift our release to 2021 to ensure the team has adequate time to deliver a Halo game experience that meets our vision. The decision to shift our release is the result of multiple factors that have contributed to development challenges, including the ongoing COVID-related impacts affecting all of us this year. I want to acknowledge the hard work for our team at 343, who have remained committed to making a great game and finding solutions to development challenges. However, it is not sustainable for the well-being of our team or the overall success of the game to ship this holiday. We know this will be disappointing to many of you, and we all share that in sentiment. The passion and support of the community has shown over the years has been incredible and inspiring. We wanted nothing more than to play our game with the community this holiday. The extra time will let us finish the critical work necessary to deliver the most ambitious Halo game ever at the quality we know our fans expect. Jesus, I cannot fucking read. But pretty much, like, yeah, like I said before in the last episode, I can't believe it just didn't look next gen, you know?
Yeah.
Like, not that, like, all next-gen games are supposed to look next-gen, but, like, for Halo being... I feel like Master Chief is the mascot for Xbox. Wouldn't you agree? You know what I mean? Like, yeah, they got Gears. What else do they have? Exactly. No, just kidding. But to be the mascot, and I feel like would be the main head for an Xbox console, Halo, to look like that, and to be a launch game for next gen, it's surprising that they even showed that, you know?
Yeah, what the hell were they thinking?
And to honestly, not like, yeah, everyone should be proud in the game that you make, but to look at your game and then look at everyone else's games and see that yours, like, clearly doesn't compete in scale of how it looks or even looks how it plays, it kind of sucks, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that you gotta get stuff out there and stuff, but
I don't know. A cinematic trailer would have done better, you know?
What happened?
A cinematic trailer would have done good for Halo instead of gameplay, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Even though I don't know. For sure, I am all up for delays to make your game better. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't have a problem with it getting delayed. And if people are pissed that it's getting delayed, then you gotta understand that games take time to make, you know? But for sure, it doesn't surprise me the backlash that they got after showing that, you know what I mean? Everyone talking shit on it and stuff, but I don't know. I don't have much to say because I'm not a Halo fan. Does it suck for Halo fans? Yes, but I hope you guys understand that development takes time. Release 2021, it's not that bad. I would assume maybe, what do you think, a May release date? Or do you think they'll take an entire year, next year, November?
Maybe spring release, around March or April. I could be wrong, but I don't think they'll take that long to develop the game. Because I mean, if it was supposed, if it was already like scheduled to launch with the with next gen Xbox, I feel like it's almost ready. They would just have to polish it and maybe like change up the lighting, aka like visuals and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, like the fact that it was supposed to come out like within 3 months from now, you know, in November, that tells me that the game's almost done, like maybe like 80% finished or so. They just got to polish it a bit. But yeah, I would say on March, April, you know.
Okay. So for sure, like the first half of 2021.
Yeah. Yeah.
And June being latest.
Yeah.
We'll see. I hope they get it. I hope they get it through as soon as possible, because now, or maybe, I don't know, the Series X doesn't have a launch game.
Mm-hmm.
Does PlayStation? Yeah. Oh yeah, I hate PlayStation 5 does have a launch game, but it's also coming to PC. So, Godfall. You know, PlayStation 5 actually doesn't have like a first party Sony exclusive, huh? Launch, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they showed off Horizon Zero Dawn Into the Wild. What's that game called? The sequel? They showed that off, but they didn't say it was a release title, right?
No, they didn't.
But for sure, Sony does not have a Sony exclusive first-party console, right? First-party exclusive game launching with the PlayStation 5, right?
No, they only have Miles Morales, right?
Well, they didn't say Miles Morales was going to launch with the PlayStation 5. It just said Miles Morales was launching holiday 2020.
Yeah, with the PlayStation 5.
Well,
they were going to say it was going to launch with the PS5 because it wouldn't like because when you mean holiday 2020, that's around the time PS5 comes out, you know.
If I was to assume what they meant by holiday, because why wouldn't they tell us that it's launching with the PlayStation 5? Like, it would have just been easier to say that than say holiday 2020, right?
Yeah, but the trailer was about Spider-Man, not the PS5, you know? It was more about Spider-Man and the release date, when it would come out, you know? If it was like, if the video was titled, you know, PS5 Miles Morales Edition or something like that, like, they would obviously, like, announce when it would come out. But, I mean, it was mostly a Spider-Man trailer, so they're not going to say, like, oh, launching with the PS5. The moment they said...
No, but they had it in the state of play as the PS5 reveal.
Oh yeah, they did. But I mean, they're not going to announce when it's going to come out, you know, because it wouldn't make sense, because they haven't really announced the official release date of the PS5. So it would be awkward. It would be weird for them to say launching with the PS5 on day one. So they just said holiday 2020, because we all know that PS5 is coming out in holiday 2020.
Because my thought
it would not make sense for Spider-Man PS5 to come out a month later after the PS5 comes out.
That's my thought. I was thinking that PlayStation 5 will come out in November, and then Miles Morales will come out like a week before Christmas, so everyone could get it for Christmas presents.
That's true, but I mean, it would be better, a lot better, to have it launched with the PS5, right?
It would be better, and it'll be a console seller, definitely.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We'll see. It depends on the development, because it has been 2 years since, about 2 years since Spider-Man launched on PlayStation 4, September 6th, September 9th. I don't remember, but yeah, it's been about 2 years. So, and I assume it's not going to be as long as Spider-Man, you know, it's going to be a shorter game.
Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, if they do launch with the PlayStation 5, goddamn, that'll be great. And I just thought Astrobot is launching with PlayStation 5, if you want to count that as a first-gen game, you know? But for sure, I would say Astrobot is not as big as Spider-Man, God of War, Halo, Gears of War, you know what I mean? I feel like it's like a mini mascot, like Little Big Planet. I would say Little Big Planet is big, but I mean, maybe just because he's little, I'm thinking he's little, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But regardless, I definitely think Halo Infinite not launching with the Series X is going to hurt sales a lot. Another thing that I thought of too, the only thing that I could see it helping is if they launched the new Forza game with it that we saw from the showcase that they showed. But they didn't give a release date on that, did they?
No, they didn't.
Yeah, what do you think Microsoft can do to help sales for the Series X? Because at this point, I don't see a reason to buy one day one.
Yeah, I really don't know either. For sure, they're gonna have to come up with some really good plan. You know, like I would say, maybe a discount in game, or like launch the game, the next in console with like 3 games. You know, but yeah, just I don't see it being like worth buying for. You know, over the PS5, I don't think there would be any reason for you to buy one over the PS5. I would say maybe they would discount it, like a $50 less or $100 less, you know, just to have people fucking buy it, you know.
A thought just popped in my head. What if Microsoft did a deal where if you buy the Series X the first week it comes out, you get Halo Infinite for free?
That would be a good idea, huh?
Like that's the only thought that came into my head as soon as I thought about that. I forgot, because you know how some consoles came with a free game just for the console price?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I remember when I got my PS3, it came with Assassin's Creed Brotherhood for free. Extra cost. It just came with the game, you know? Like a game bundle.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I can't think of, like, an idea that Microsoft can do, because I don't know much of their games.
Mm.
Unless they show something brand new, they got something hidden in their pocket, you know?
Yeah.
But at this point, I can't, not like to shit on them, but like I want them to do good, because competition in video games is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Because more the merrier, right?
Yeah.
But at this point, I feel like Halo Infinite is gonna hurt a lot. The Series X is gonna hurt a lot due to Halo Infinite's delay.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not a bad idea, to delay a game that needs to get worked on, but I feel like that was their seller, you know? Day one, Series X. Day one, Halo Infinite. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But regardless, we'll see what they come out with. It's almost the end of the month. It's the 16th as we are recording this. So, yeah, what do you think is going to happen? You don't have any plans for Microsoft?
Wait, what happened?
Sorry. You don't have any plans for Microsoft?
Honestly, they're a $1 trillion company. They can take a loss, a huge loss. You know, they don't really care. But for sure, I feel like they'll discount it. That's the only way you can win a customer, man. If you can, like, just make the price lower than the PS5's listing, then for sure you can win some customers. But honestly, like, there's no reason for me to buy an Xbox Series console. Honestly, there's no game out there except for Stalker.
Oh yeah, Stalker 2, right?
Mm-hmm. That one looks fucking good, and I'm a huge survival horror game fan. So that game's a survival horror game too. So I would love to see, like, if it comes out with the Series X on launch day, that would be a good addition, you know?
Yeah,
something to make up for the Halo Infinite delay. But yeah, dude, honestly, Microsoft's gonna have to come up with a good idea with the new plan, you know?
Yeah. Then again, not even, I mean, I'm just focusing on first party mm-hmm. exclusives. I completely forgot that Cyberpunk is coming out in November.
Mm-hmm.
So Cyberpunk is a big AAA game. Mm-hmm. And to know that you'll be able to play it on better hardware, I guess that would lead people, like, since Xbox Series X is going to be the more powerful, at least we assume, is going to be the most powerful next-gen console on release, you know? Mm-hmm. Playing Cyberpunk would probably be amazing on there. I wouldn't know because I don't have the console. It's not out yet. Yeah. But you know what I mean? It's going to be a very demanding game, and I can't wait to see it. Cyberpunk 2077. Because I would assume either Cyberpunk launches before or after next gen. Because I think it has a November 16th release.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless, yeah. But yeah, I can't think of anything else to help Microsoft. We'll see. Hopefully they get back on their feet with that delay and they drop some really good news, because they have been dropping really, I don't know, I feel like they've been fucking up in their showcases or whatever they want to call this stuff. But for sure, to give them credit where credit is always deserved, is they're making Game Pass Ultimate really affordable and really cheap, really affordable and really accessible with everything they got, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Game Pass is literally, I think, the best thing Microsoft has in their hands right now.
Mm-hmm.
And no one does it better. And now they're coming out with Xbox Cloud X or Xbox X Cloud.
Mm-hmm.
That's supposedly, from all the people that are in the community that actually have X Cloud before it officially launches, I guess, like the testers. And they say it works really good for any type of device that you're playing on, exclusively, I mean, excluding iOS, because I don't know why they wouldn't want it, but supposedly it works really well, better than Stadia, and nobody talks about Stadia. I feel like nobody even has a Stadia account, you know?
Seriously.
But regardless, like I said, I feel like Xbox is always strong in that point with its Game Pass, Game Pass Ultimate, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I can't see. I don't know. They got to do something big for their launch, or I feel like it's going to be a pretty bad launch. Regardless, yeah, for sure. I think price point is going to hit a lot of people just to be ready, but I'm not sure. I feel like that's a pretty good idea, though. If you buy a Series X or Series S before 2020, you get Halo Infinite for free in 2021.
That would be a good idea.
You know, or something like that, you know, something with Halo. I wouldn't really know, but yeah, that's pretty much all the news we got, dude. Unless you have something to say about some video game. I don't remember.
Honestly, it's been a slow news week on, to be honest.
Yeah, it'll pick up though.
Of course.
But yeah, now we get into the community section where we read some community questions. We ask you guys to send us questions in our Discord. I ask on Instagram and Twitter to see if you guys have any questions you guys want to ask us. Let me hop on to Twitter to see. I know Kuhn sent a question in. Let me see. Kuhn says on Twitter, can I get a, oh yeah? And that's pretty much it. But let me see. Let me check Instagram. I think we had one on Instagram. Could be wrong. Nope, none on Instagram. All right, we're chilling. All right, so if you want to ask us questions directly in our Discord is, there's a link directly to it in the description. Pretty much our Discord channel is a community gathering. What would you call it? Like a giant group chat?
Yeah, local group chat, you know? The local group chat.
Yeah. I would say. Pretty much we have a question segment called the local questions. I ask everyone, send in questions before we start recording. And we'll read them on the end of the podcast like we're doing now. Our first question comes from Robbie Bahamas. He says, what's your favorite word and least favorite word?
Fuck.
I hate that word.
My favorite word. Damn. Never really thought of that. I would have my favorite word. Fuck. Never really thought of it, honestly.
I'll go first.
You go first.
I don't have a favorite word, but I noticed myself saying, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'll be like, you know what I mean? You know? Like, you know what I mean? Like, at the end of my sentence, and I'm trying to explain something to someone, I hit them with, you know? That's not my favorite word, but I guess that's something I notice about myself that I do a lot. And another thing that I hate the most, I mean, my least favorite word is probably, it's not that it's annoying, but it's like, I wouldn't know what to call it. You know what I mean? See, there I go. Did it again.
For real. Yeah. You know what? My favorite word has to be for real. I'm all like for real, you know, for real, you know, but, my least favorite word, fudge. I would say, but you already got that one. So, I don't know, man. I'm not saying I'm saying you know. I say that's my least favorite word.
Alright. I think my favorite catchphrase though is fucking Mikey.
Oh yeah, as always, of course. Yeah.
Alright. And our last question comes from Steezless, aka Vince. He says, whatever happened to Core Skate Shop? There's still Core Skate Shop in San Bernardino, but the one in Montclair just shut down because it just didn't get a lot of business, and it eventually had to come to an end. So that kind of sucked. Of course, Skate Shop was my first, well, my only board shop sponsor, actually. Yeah, I miss it. I still see Phil, though. I still talk to him, though. He's really cool. My other dad. But, yeah, dude, you got anything else to say?
No, honestly, just, you know, for those people who are listening, you know, just take care, you know, stay safe and wear your mask.
Definitely. So, that's pretty much the end of the podcast. You could find links to other podcast apps, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Audio Boom, the YouTube link, and a link to our Discord channel. Definitely join. I couldn't recommend it enough or beg you guys enough to join to get it popping in there. But yeah, this has been episode 36 of the Local Podcast. Talk about mainly video games, because that's what our hobby is. But regardless, thank you guys for listening.
Thank you guys.
This has been Disney 365. See ya!